As beloved, precious Nada Rayburn speaks her heart to us, and we ask our mighty omnipresence to bless her, thank her, and pour our love to her without limit for all that her example has meant to us all. And may we, in every way possible, go forward and carry beloved Saint Germain's light as she has done, and render the service to the younger generation that they need so greatly and they must have to attain their victory. Blessed I am, Ascended Master Youth, in bearing to you the love of the Ascended Host and those with whom we are associated. Today, I wish you to feel the deep inner peace and love and power which are flowing constantly in, through, and around you to help you rise out of human distress, not only more quickly, but in that rising be charged with a power that raises all around you at the same time. And I wish to convey to you today something of what the Ascended Master's consciousness means in your use of it in your outer conditions. You know, of course, that it is perfection, and it does contain the fulfillment of the divine plan. But what I wish to convey to you is what it meant to us. Because when our beloved Saint Germain offered us the use of his Ascended Master consciousness, this is what we experienced. If we began to solve a problem with just the outer faculties for a moment without calling to this Ascended Master consciousness to come into us first, we went through struggle and trials. We came out victorious because we were calling for our victory. But there was struggle and there were problems, because when we unknowingly used just our own outer intellectual faculties, we made mistakes due not so much to what our presence wanted us, not due to the presence at all, but due to the mistakes in the atmosphere about us with which mankind has saturated the atmosphere of Earth for centuries. Now, when you understand that human consciousness is the consciousness of mistakes, then you will not forget to use the Ascended Master consciousness in what you wish to do in the outer to fulfill the divine plan of your blessed I Am presence. Then you do not go through what you call in the outer world the trial and error method. You will get the right idea the first time, and then all the effort you put in to producing your manifestation goes into that which is constructive and cannot fail. Therefore, your success comes much quicker, and I assure you, contains very much greater happiness than if you have to go through the struggle first before you finally gather the power together that brings the perfection that you want in outer world conditions. You see, the atmosphere in which you move, my dear ones, is saturated with mankind's feeling of struggle, with mankind's words that have acknowledged limitation, with mankind's thoughts that did not produce that which was constructive or bring perfection to individuals even when they were striving for it. Mankind has been living really in a veritable jungle of human thoughts and feelings and mistakes and wrong pictures and words that create only distress. But when once you have understood what this blessed I Am presence is and where it is and what it can do for you, and then with that as your first acknowledgement of life, you call the Ascended Master's consciousness into yourselves and into your affairs, it is just as if a light blazing into a darkened place showed you the safe way to go and revealed to you that which you must do in order to arrive safely at your destination. Because I assure you, the light of the Ascended Master's consciousness could never give you a wrong idea. Now, when you understand, as you start out to produce perfection, that there is this other vibratory action of energy in the atmosphere in which you move, you will soon be able to follow the direction of the Ascended Host after you have called your presence into action and used their consciousness to not only prevent mistakes, but their consciousness to bring you the light as well as the perfect ideas you require with which to do your service in the outer world. In other words, you call to your beloved I Am presence to show you the right way to do a thing. When you call the Ascended Master's consciousness into that doing, you have their momentum of energy or gathered power by which you can do it and allow your mighty I Am presence to have its dominion very much more easily, and I assure you, very much more joyously. After all, the Ascended Master's joy is far greater than you understand, and their consciousness contains their joy. Their consciousness contains the power which is their cosmic momentum of energy to serve life and to produce perfection in this world that blesses all. So, regardless of what you want to do in your daily activities, if you will give your command for all human creation to stand aside and your blessed I Am presence to come through you and fill your pathway with its perfection, then charge yourselves with the Ascended Master's consciousness that is the light, the energy, and the pressure or the power you need to join your mighty I Am presence in the accomplishment and fulfillment of its divine plan. And then, my dear ones, there would scarcely be a breath between you and the Ascended Host. If you will gather a momentum of this, just as a natural happy habit, in your everyday activities of calling the Ascended Master's consciousness into everything you're doing. It will clear the atmosphere about you, just like the morning sun dissolves a fog. Even with your charging yourselves with your mighty magic electronic tube of Ascended Master Light Substance, and the calls you have made for the perfection you want to come forth, as you move among other people in the outer world, believe it or not, beloved ones, when you're among a crowd of people of the outer world, people that are not students, if you're there any length of time, you are breathing in the same air, you are feeling the same feelings, because if someone becomes irritated, before you know it, you become irritated too, showing that you did take that into your feeling world, unless your momentum of ascended master power and consciousness had already been drawn in and around you to give you the strength to refuse to do what the outer world does in destructive activity. Now, in regard to the service which you are to render to your nation and to the world as the younger generation, this will be of infinite benefit to you. We found long ago that when we accepted certain responsibilities to render our service to the nation, it took a great deal more than we understood in the beginning to accomplish our victory. And I made up my mind, if I could ever come and prepare you and, as you say, tip you off, I was determined to do it. And this is the way that we found our accomplishment most successful, most joyous, and most easily attained, when after calling to our mighty I Am Presence, we called the Ascended Master Consciousness into ourselves to go into the conditions, and especially into the atmosphere about us. And that became a power to accomplish what we desired without a sense of exhaustion to the physical. I come today to bring this to you because I am sure you will appreciate it if you will use it in the coming week. You know, thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? You know, beloved ones, the Ascended Master's consciousness does not contain exhaustion, nor weariness, nor strain, nor struggle. Therefore, it becomes their protection about you while you are moving in conditions in which you must be active to set the rest of mankind free and to reveal the happiness and the perfection that must be built into America as the incoming golden age expresses the perfection of the ascended master's octave. So I trust my assistance and my love today will bring you something that is very practical. And if you will gain a momentum of this, I think you'll be greatly delighted in the way it will anchor you into the quick accomplishment of anything that you choose to do, so long as it be constructive, and especially in your service to the younger generation and to conditions that are of national import. There are so many of the Ascended Ones waiting to bring very wonderful blessings into this nation and reestablish the divine order that was here in the very beginning of mankind's journey upon this earth. Those blessings lie quiescent now within the land, but they are soon to become dynamically active if you will render this service and assist us by drawing Ascended Master consciousness in and around yourselves until many of these more magnificent powers and blessings of our octave can be revealed in outer world physical conditions into which I assure you they must come. There have been those magnificent civilizations of the past into which in every one of them there was drawn forth these great powers of the sacred fire and established and held active in mankind's outer daily life for thousands of years. While they have been covered over by the discord of the world, they have not been withdrawn. And so, when we consume that covering of discord, these magnificent blessings will reappear to release their power. This time, that mankind will understand and will value and will protect for the freedom of all. In the use of the sacred fire in outer conditions, in those former civilizations, think what it meant to have a focus of the sacred fire in every home within the land. The unfed flame within every home held the perfection of God in control of that home. The beloved mighty Vesta was called the guardian of the hearth fire. In other words, the guardian of the sacred fire in the home. And that sacred fire held love in command and maintained peace for those within the home. And they were able then to give their blessings of their service to the nation and let the happiness of those civilizations go forward and bless the people for thousands of years. Now you enter in to the time, the cycle, wherein the blessings of the incoming civilization are to be made permanent and kept purified so that the Ascended Master's octave may blend with yours and dissolve and consume all that has been of human distress. We want you to pay some attention to this, if you will, in your everyday activities, that you may provide a condition just by your natural outer activities that will make it easier for the incoming life streams who are to come in and help you build the civilization of perfection through which all will attain the ascension much more quickly. That is our service to life, and it is yours, and it is the responsibility of all who know this mighty I Am presence and understand this law to do these things and provide the assistance for those who will take the responsibility of the future in bringing forth in America that perfection which raises the earth itself into its ascension. If you will call the Ascended Master's consciousness in through and around all the younger generation to close out everything wrong and give them the happiness they are seeking, the original divine way, by accomplishing magnificent activities in outer conditions, you will provide for them a focus for their attention and their energies. And in that outlet, there comes a raising power and a releasing of the inner desires within the heart flame that take them always through to perfection. So, precious ones, it has been a long time since I spoke to you, but I have not ceased to watch you. And I assure you, my love has followed you and clothed you and ever will with the Ascended Master's consciousness, all I know how to call forth to assist you, to guard you, and to hold before you the goal of the greatest happiness you have ever known. And in attaining that, you have the power to give freedom to others and automatically attain your own. So please do not treat lightly nor forget the use of the Ascended Master's consciousness to make your pathway easy, to be the light that reveals all to you ahead of time, and to be the protection you need to close out the destructive forces that will either try to delay you or cause you distress in your attaining your mastery and drawing forth the power to gain your ascension the original divine way. I bear to you the love of Rex, Pearl, and Bob, of my father and mother. May their love bring to you all that it gave to me. For I owe them so much because of their love to me. And oh, if parents and children could only understand what love to each other can do, I assure you the world's troubles would be gone. So let us try to assist you and intensify that love to each other in your families that holds the harmony about you all so that your pathway is much, much brighter. It is your invincible protection against the discord of the outer, and it is a strength within you to gain your victory and help others to gain theirs. I trust will not be so long between our visits in the future, But we've been very busy trying to assist the younger generation in every way possible in this country, and to take them out of the clutches of the destructive forces that we are determined shall leave the earth as soon as possible. So, beloved ones, we will continue to come closer and closer to you all, and may you feel our presence and all that our love wants you to have, until we are able to reveal to you everything possible to assist you and give you the strength and the courage and the happiness to make your best effort and to never look again to the conditions of the outer world that are whirling and drawing in to their distress life streams that know not how to protect themselves. We are very much interested in your protection, because you know the way to the mighty I Am presence. And so, if you will accept our love and the ascended master's consciousness comes into your outer use, we will all be able to accomplish a great deal more in a much shorter time, with powerful results that will give our beloved master greater and greater assistance to the fulfillment of the great divine plan. Thank you today for this opportunity, and I shall always pour everything that the great ones give to me into your outer use, until you see us face to face, we all go forward and release the perfection that brings only happiness to all life, wherever we choose to be. Thank you for your presence and your love to us, and ours shall come back to you always with everything to assist you powerfully as you go forward to the victory which we are commanding for you. May you feel it today with great power and manifest its fullness everywhere you abide. Thank you with all my heart. Beloved Frederick, would you play Light of My Heart, please? Beloved precious Nada, thank you for your love to us today. May it expand those under this radiation, clothed in your assistance, and that of the ascended master's consciousness go forth and accomplish to their heart's content everything that makes them happy in the fulfillment of the great divine plan, in ways and means and with power that the outer world as yet has not attained. May we be the fulfillment of the law till beloved Saint Germain, face to face, comes to his family of freedom, and their freedom manifests forever. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such ascended master consciousness everywhere we abide, that it closes out all human mistakes forever, and happiness becomes ours for eternity. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in your ascended master consciousness of the victorious obedience that forever sets all free. Thank you, beloved Daddy. In the fullness of our heart's love, we keep charging your ascended master consciousness everywhere before us, into and around us all, to raise us to the victory that brings beloved Saint Germain's freedom everywhere, and beloved Jesus' fulfillment of his call for the ascension of all mankind the original divine way. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Tohans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before for your presence with us, your visible, tangible presence enfolding us. Then clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, and beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand, become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress the ascended master's consciousness that forever sets all free. Release its power through us, and take thy dominion on the earth forever. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I'm presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, charged to the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding flame of ascended master consciousness that will not let live anything that is a mankind's human mistake ever again in all eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains, the outer use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command, compel all on this earth, raise, purify, illumine, and use in the service of the light for the ascension of all as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. We thank thee. Now, as we return these physical flames, the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the sacred fire, all the ascended master consciousness necessary to set this earth free quickly from all that has been of human darkness. And let the light of eternity bring happiness and the ascension to all as soon as possible.